The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
While Brad Mosen led Team New Zealand to a 1-2 finish in the opening night International Midget World Series feature event, it was a rough and tumble night for Team USA.
And we got more karmas. That's Michael Kendall, and we got Dave Darling right into him. Cars upside down. Corey Cruzman retires to the infield. He was scored an 8 from the last lap. We got Davey Ray lifting to the outside of the track and a lot of smoke. Davey Ray's going to bring out the yellows on lap number 16. Gary Coombs Jr.'s made a mistake. Off the exit of one. Brad Mosen back in the lead. What happened to Gary Coombs Jr.?
Can Team USA rebound from their rough start, or will it be the Kiwis back on top in round number 2 of the International Midget World Series? It's the World Derby 30-lap feature event, and it's next right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Well, hi once again, race fans. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Dirt Track Channel's coverage of round 2 of the International Midget World Series. It is the World Derby 30-lap feature event coming up in just a moment or two. Dave Darling is the 2-time defending champion of this particular event as part of the International Midget World Series. And as you heard in our opener, Darling was among many Team USA members that did not have a good night. He started 13th. Lady Luck just really wasn't with him throughout the evening. We caught up with Dave during the week to find out about his thoughts on how tough of a night round one was for him and his team.
Well, to begin with, I wasn't real happy about a few things, but you know, one of them being my starting spot, because we ran 3 heat races. It's a long story, but 3 heat races, sort of 3 heat races. We ran 2 heat races and then international test race and in the feature, but the 2 heat races that we ran first, I started 12th in the first one and ran third. Then I started first in the second one and ran first. And in the International Series, I started third, and there was only 10 cars started that race, and I did finish 10th after battling for second for a couple laps, but then had ignition problems and dropped out. And so somehow, out of that result, I ended up starting 13th in the A Main, and we was getting points for all 3 of them races I ran, and running a 1 and a 3 and a 10, I wasn't real happy about the fact that I was having to start 13th in the main event. And still, I went and talked to Bill Buckley about that. Really haven't determined why I had to start that far back. And also, when I was there talking to Bill, I wasn't real happy with the racetrack conditions on day one of the test series. So I just wasn't real happy with things after that night. So anyway, back to your question about what happened was I started 13th and was just got bottled up back there on the first lap through 1 and 2. I, made a little contact with the guy that started 11th and I probably fell back another spot or two from 13th. So I was probably running 14th or 15th when we entered turn 3. And then something happened up front there where Michael Kendall was the car that got sideways, went up into the infield a little bit and back on the track right in front of me. And I just T-boned him in the left rear wheel and it might have been his right rear wheel. I think it was his right rear wheel because he came across track that direction. And that just broke some things in my car. We broke a shock and bent a couple other things that we wasn't able to restart. So we had it was a pretty exciting first lap, but not good results for me and my team.
Dave, how bad were the track conditions on Wednesday night?
Well, they watered the track way too much too late. And the track was only, the racing groove was only half as wide as the track. Even at the end of the feature, it was only, like, the cushion was halfway down between the infield and the wall. So the track needed to be another 2 car widths wider, really, to make a good racetrack out of it. So it was just too much water too late right there before the wheel packing began. So, the racetrack conditions were not good. And Shane, my car owner, and I've had a lot of the locals tell me that was one of the best racetracks they've had all year. So that's not encouraging, but I went and talked to Bill about that myself a little bit, and hopefully things will change.
And hopefully Lady Luck will shine a little bit better on Team USA tonight after a very tough opening night of the 2009 International Midget World Series. It is 20 degrees Celsius, 68 degrees Fahrenheit right now in Auckland. A couple things to think about as you're listening to the broadcast. Sean Inslee finished second on Wednesday night, along with Brad Mosen, the winner, and that was a 1-2 sweep for the Aggressor chassis. The track was pretty rough, will be rough or better this evening, and Davey Ray has had some troubles as of late, everything starting basically from the battery falling out of the Chili Bowl to problems in the Australian midget title to the engine going on his car on Wednesday night. But he is back in competition tonight thanks to Mags, Bryce Townsend, and Angus McLeod for stepping up and helping out Davey Ray. They have a car underneath him for tonight's World Derby 30-lap feature event. Can Dave Darling make it three consecutive Derby feature wins, or will the Kiwis continue the winning streak here in the 2009 International Midget World Series? We're about to find out. We're going to the press box. Here is the voice of Western Springs Speedway with the call of the action, Mr. Jamie McCarthy.
Okay, Western Springs, we're getting ready to go racing the 2009 30-lap World Derby, round two of the International Midget World Series. Michael Pickens is your top qualifier. Back to form in the Little Rippers Metalman Recyclers 54. Helped the Kiwis do another test win over the Americans tonight. The Kiwis beating up on the Yanks again, this time 34-21. They lead 2-0. The Kiwis taking opening night honours on night one of the International Midget World Series, with Brad Mosen taking out the 25-lap main event. So Pickens from the pole, one USA, Davey Ray from position two. He's in a new car tonight, having jumped into the Wood Duck Racing Hawk-powered Aggressor. Done some engine damage to the Synergy V8 on Wednesday night. From grid 3-11, Shane Alec. From 4-3 USA, Jerry Coons. From 5-43 USA, Brad Coon. From grid 6-12 USA, Dave Darlin. From 7-81, Michael Kendall. Grid 8 for the 13 of Brad Mosen. From 9-1 NZ, Sean Inslee. From 10-33, Graham Standring. Grid 11-96, Chris McCutcheon. Grid 12 for the 87 of Lance Beale. From 13, it'll be 21, Carl Warboys. From 14-9, Angus McLeod. Grid 15 for the 10 of Wayne Green. From 16-47, USA, Corey Cruzman. From 17-25, Scott Buckley. Grid 18-27, Mark Udney. Grid 19, car 19, Mark Mullins. From 22, NZ, Bill Clarkson. The final four cars coming out of the B main, the last chance qualifier. This call going out onto the dirttrackchannel.com, of course, and for all of the latest updates and points after tonight's second round of the 2009 International Midget World Series, check out the Western Springs website, www.springspeedway.com. So this field lined up behind the Salter Cartage Dodge Ram. We're going racing for 30 very, very shortly. The 2009 30-lap World Derby. Dave Darling, the defending race winner, will start out of position six. No four-wide salute tonight. Time-wise, we need to get this race started. We're going to green. Pickens and Ray off the front row. Alec and Coons Jr. off the second row. Brad Coon and Dave Darling off row three. We go to green. They charge down into turn number one at Western Springs. We've seen a couple of stop speeches in the last couple of runs with the TQs and sprint cars. Let's see if we can get through this one as long as we can. But it's frantic on the first lap. They're running two and three wide. Further back through the field, Kendall, Inslee and Mosen. Wednesday night's feature winner in about the eighth position at the moment. Lap one complete. It's Pickens, Ray, Alec, Coons Jr., Dave Darling, Brad Coon, Mosen. Half spins in three. He just about caught the midfield group down with him. He continues on. It didn't cost him a spot. He just got it a little bit hard into three. Got the 13 machine sideways. He holds on to position, but it's back the rest of the field up. We're two laps complete. Pickens and Davey Ray. Ray had some problems in the test race. He was a DNF with some engine issues, but they've got the Wood Duck Racing Hawk back on the gas, and he is working over Michael Pickens for the lead. Go back to Shane Alec, Jerry Coons Jr., Dave Dolan, Brad Coon. That's your top six. Seventh is Michael Kendall. Eighth, Sean Inslee. Ninth, Brad Mosen. Tenth, Graham Standring. 11th, Lance Beale. McCutcheon charging from the back, having come from grid position 11, working his way up towards the top 10. As we go to lap 5, Pickens under pressure from Davey Ray. Ray is absolutely working over the young Kiwi. Pickens looking for his 10th feature win of the summer since November 8th. He was beaten here finally on Wednesday night by Brad Mosen. Pickens happy to run the bottom. A little bit of grass there as he just got the left front up over. Pretty happy to run the bottom of the racetrack at the moment. It's first and second. It's starting to get away from the rest of the field. They're on lap number 7 of 30, the 2009 30-lap World Derby. Pickens, Ray, Jerry Coons Jr., Shane Alec, Dave Darling, Brad Coon. That's your top six. Shane Ellick looking for a good result. He hasn't a great summer. Set a new track record on night two of the season here at the Springs at 13.7 seconds, but since then it's gone downwards for the Parker Store HPM number 11. We've gone nine laps off the green, approaching the third way mark. Pickens, Davey Ray, Jerry Coons Jr. looking to atone from his mistake on Wednesday night as Standring jumps the cushion up there in turn number three. Battling there with Brad Mosen. Standring scored in ninth, Mosen tenth, so Wednesday night's feature winner not making too much forward progress at the moment. He nearly spun on the opening lap. Standring wheel stands between three and four in the Windy 33, Linda Jesslinger. He's back there in ninth, but he's driving the wheels off the car. As is Michael Pickens up front. He wheel stands mid-corner between 3 and 4. The town bend end off the racetrack at Western Springs. So it's Pickens starting to drive away now from Davey Ray. Jerry Coons Jr. starting to reel in the fellow American. The England Sealings, one USA machine. Jerry Coons Jr. pulls up alongside off the bottom from 4. He gets into the second spot. Davey Ray back to third. Davey Ray, I think the setup maybe just starting to go away. It's Pickens leads and he's got lap traffic up ahead. Jerry Coons Jr. charging towards the front. Davey Ray third. Shane Ellick fourth. Dave Darlin sixth. In fifth. Brad Coons still sixth. And we've got a car spinning off to the infield. It's the 87 of Lawrence Steele. He's off the edge of the race circuit. It won't bring out a yellow. They're on lap number 14. Approaching the halfway mark. Michael Pickens, he's already lapped Mark Mullins, so there's a lap car between himself and Jerry Coons Jr. But as the race gets longer, you know the American's going to get better. As he diamonds off the turn into three off the pit wall. He just gets stalled up there behind the back marker. He goes to the top down through turn number one. Pickens, oh, he had a half moment there. He got a little bit sideways through one and two. He's got about a second, second and a half advantage over Jerry Coons Jr. And the American is starting to go forward. Making forward progress as Pickens runs wide off the exit of four. It costs him more ground. He's getting stalled up in lap traffic. Again goes high. Here comes Jerry Coons Jr. He's not quite close enough. Pickens trying to get the top to work for him in lap traffic. Coons working the bottom. Again, Pickens gets a little bit loose off the exit of four. Charging around the outside of 2NZ, Bill Clarkson. Coons is going to have to follow Pickens through on that high line. Although he only just had a half thought about maybe going low, but the race car, the lap car, was right in front of him. So Pickens and Jerry Coons Jr. right with each other. They're about to lap one of the Tiwi Test Team members, Carl Warboys. Coons had a big look up the inside into one. Michael Pickens holds them off. We are on lap number 19. Lap number 19. Michael Pickens, Jerry Coons Jr. They've got some distance between themselves now and Davey Ray is holding onto that third position. They've worked on the car till 4 o'clock in the morning as Jerry Coons Jr. goes to the inside. If he can get the run in that traffic, he might get Michael Pickens. Pickens winds up the 54. Jerry Coons is going to get scored with the left. He makes contact with one of the back markers. Holds onto it. Pickens bikes into one. Trying to get the high line working. He wheel stands off the exit of two. Jerry Coons Jr. is your new race leader. As I said, as the race went longer, as we go to yellow, Brad Coons, the defending international midget World Series champ on the infield, right off the racing line. The Quinn Buildings number 43 USA machine brings out the yellows. We were on lap number 21. 20 complete. 20 lap run off the green for the 30 lap World Derby. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Coons had only just made the pass on Pickens. Do they go back to the last recorded lap? And is Michael Pickens scored as the leader? I think he is, and I think Jerry Coons knows it as well, because that's the order they've lined back up in the Indian file. Coons goes back around, and we could see some gamemanship coming in here. But if you go back to lap 19, they've completed 20 laps. But if you go back to lap 19 for the restart, it's Pickens in front by just 0.4 of a second at the line. Jerry Coons Jr. second, Davey Ray third, Shane Ellick fourth, Dave Darlin fifth. Sean Inslee will now be sixth, with Brad Coon having to restart from the rear of the field. So the defending International Midget World Series champ finds himself at the back of this lineup, and there's still a lot of race cars left out there. There were 19 cars scored, so just the one retirement at the moment, and that's the BNC number 87, Pink Ford Aggressor of Lance Beale. Well, it's been a drama-filled night in front of a great crowd, a big crowd in tonight at Western Springs. Building up to the 50-lap Midget World Championship finale here next Saturday night, where we're going to black out Western Springs. We're going to get all of the Kiwis to come in wearing the black and white colours of New Zealand. see if we can intimidate the Americans. Not that they need any intimidating, especially with the guys that have come down here. Great ambassadors for the sport. So Jerry Coombs Jr. pulls up alongside Michael Pickens. Now they've gone back to lap 19, and it's Pickens who should lead this restart away. They completed 20, but go back to the last recorded lap, lap 19. Michael Pickens, there's the board going out. Jerry Coombs is not happy about it. He slaps the side of the race car. He is furious. But if you go back to the last recorded lap, like a lap and a half, lap 19, Pickens had the race lead. Coombs is still remonstrating. He is furious. Davey Ray with the fastest lap of the race of 14.9. We saw 14.1, 14.2s in the heats earlier on in the night. Race surface a lot more predictable. A little bit wider than Wednesday night, but no one's really that keen or set up that well to run the top at the moment. One more lap under yellow, and it looks like we've got the restart order sorted. Pickens, Coombs Jr., Ray, Alec, Darland, Inslee. Inslee looking for another good result here. He's had a fantastic last couple of weeks. Finished second to Michael Pickens at Kiki. Last weekend, he finished on the podium. Second place finish here on the Wednesday night for the opening round, the 25 lapper. I think we need to watch Jerry Coombs Jr. here because he is fired up. Restart second, back to green, lap 20 restart, the third of the race to go, 10 to go, Pickens, oh, he bounces his way through, oh, look at Davey Ray upside down, Jerry Coombs Jr. upside down, Michael Pickens unbelievably drove out of it, he's 360'd on the infield, he's systematically taken out the entire American cast just about in the top three. Well, you talk about drama, Pickens continues, and you know what, he's going to go around to the front of the field for the restart. He half-spun, Coombs got into him, Davey Ray ran up over the front of him, the two Americans got upside down on the infield. Here's the Elf Oils action replay on the super screen. Right, watch the front car. Pickens gets into a hole, gets the car sideways. Coombs gets into a side of them, as Ray went down the inside of Coombs and flips up over the front of Pickens. Coombs got the end of it, and he got up over the side of Michael. Michael fired across the infield, did a 360 on the grass and unbelievably kept the race car running. Where is Pickens on the restart? Is he down? Oh, he's down on the infield. He's obviously got... So Pickens is out. He has retired to the infield. What a restart. Looking at the replay here again, Davey Ray with a big tumble. There's Jerry Coombs Jr. I think we'll be pretty lucky if those two race cars get restarted. And it was all because Michael Pickens ran through a hole off the restart. The car jumped up in the air, got half spun sideways. As a disappointed Jerry Coombs Jr. walks across the infield. Mark Uden, he's going to restart. He just had to spin up in avoidance at the tail end in the Logitech number 27 in Edping Ford Aggressor. And look who leads this race, Western Springs. It's Shane Alec back down to the green. Shane Alec and Dave Darling. Dave Darling goes to the inside off the restart. The defending 30 lap World Derby winner is applying the pressure to now Shane Alec. We've had a total turnaround. We've lost the top three. The fourth place car leads. Darling drives around there. The outside of him in the ADL. Fontana Brecker. Well, he got disqualified from one of the earlier races for being over noise. As Alec goes back by him off the inside. Alec trading passes with the American. And here comes Sean Inslee. But tell you what, when he steps up to the plate, he is on the gas at the moment. 21 complete, they're on lap 22. Graham Standring's in the mix back there in four. So it's Alec, Inslee, Darlin, Standring. Up into fifth is Corey Kruseman, and Kruseman started from 16th. He's wheel-standing his way around Western Springs. He was starting to go forward on Wednesday night as Mosen retires to the infield. Flat right rear tyre for the Dickey 13 Mopar. So the points leader is out. There's going to be a big turnaround here in the points. Because Alec DNF on Wednesday night, it's Sean Inslee and Dave Darling go at it for second position. Darling working the top. He's got the top group working in the Fontana powered breaker. The American USAC Triple Crown legend going toe to toe with Sean Inslee. Darling goes around the outside of him. 24 complete, 6 to go. Can the American do the three-peat? He's looking for three in a row. He won in 2006. He won in 2007. He's second here in 2008 with less than six laps left to go. Alec trying to hold on for the victory. Moves up in front of the American through turn number one. Again, Darling charging on the top. Sean Inslee's right there and with him. Alec moves up to cover the line. The American winding up. He's right up against the fence through three and four. Alec's a little bit better off the bottom. Here's Darling's going to have a look down the low side into turn number one. Kruseman, I just got the word that he may have lost the muffler, lap 26. Well, come on, Western Springs, can Shane Dalek do it? Can he hold on? What about Sean Ensley? He's really stepped up to the plate in the last few weeks, the current national champ. Corey Kruseman, I think he's got the muffler wedged in between the nerf bar and the left rear wheel. So Kruseman out of the fifth position. He was sixth, in fact. Scott Buckley had gone around him. So Scott Buckley in the 25 car started from 17, and he's up into the fifth position. Well, this is going to be a big shake-up in the points, and at the end of this one, Sean Ensley could very well be leading the International Midget World Series. Shane Alec was a DNF on Wednesday night, so was Dave Darling. Graham Sandring won't be too far away because he had a fourth-place finish. He's fourth on the racetrack at the moment. Ensley and Darling are disputing that second restart position. Looking at the scoring, it is Dave Darling on lap 26. Well, some of the heavy hitters, the points leader on the infield, Brad Mosen, flat right rear tyre, Davey Ray, Jerry Coons Jr. They got together with that restart with Michael Pickens, who's also there on the infield as well. Drama aplenty at Western Springs as we go back to green. Four laps sprint to the finish. Darling got a great restart. Alec was a little bit lazy. He got sideways into Darling. He just about turned the 11 around. Darling with the advantage. Here comes Sandring. He's got by Ensley off the restart. Now goes to work on Alec. Got a little bit unsettled. Comes back out on track. And we have a car in the fence. It's Scott Buckley. Sandring came off the grass after getting unsettled through three and four, right into the path of Scott Buckley. Buckley made contact with the fence big time on the main straight. Certainly Buckley's race is over. We were just talking about him. He had charged from grid 17 to 5th and was in fact working with Graham Sandring there maybe for a third position, because Sandring had got around Ensley off the restart. Darling up ahead had got around Alec off the restart. Here's the off-oils action replay. There's Sandring coming off the grass. He'd got unsettled through the middle of 3 and 4. There's the contact. And Scott Buckley was winding up on the outside and wrong place, wrong time. The ISCAR Pacific 25. Boy, he hit the fence a bunch. He was lucky not to go over. Sandring looking for the restart. But we go back to the restart, and Shane Alec's going to go back ahead. Go back to the last recorded lap. Again, Darling, I don't think he really wants to play. Off that last restart, and we hadn't completed the full lap by the looks of the scoring, it's got Shane Alec back to the front. Dave Darling second. Sean Ensley third. There's going to be some sorting out here because Brad Coons in the fourth restart position now. He started from the back off one of those last restarts. According to the scoring, it should be Michael Kendall ahead of him, but even so, he's going to be inside the top six. So one of the good point scorers from Wednesday night comes back into the mix. Kendall should be ahead of him on this restart, though. We've got about 4 minutes left to curfew. Four laps to run. Lights are out. We're going racing. Might be a couple of positions disputing, but they're going to go to green. Four laps. It's all on for the 30-lap World Derby. Alec gets a better restart this time. Darling goes straight to the top. Alec got a bump through one and two. Gets shortened up by Ensley on the way past. Alec's gone back to fourth. Darling leads. Ensley second. Brad Coon third. Where's he come from? Alec's going to go back down the inside of him for third. Three to go. 27 down. Dave Darling looking for his third consecutive 30-lap World Derby. He's had to survive a couple of restarts. So it's Darling, Sean Ensley, Shane Alec, Brad Coon, Michael Kendall, the former five-time national midget champ. Boy, is he coming into some form in the right end of the season. Wayne Green's up there inside the top six or seven. Angus McLeod with him. Chris McCutcheon with him. White flag. It's a drama-filled 30th. Brad Coon goes by Shane Alec for the final podium. A little bit of aggressive move there from Mark Coon, but he made it stick. Shane Alec's going to try and come back at him. But it's going to be Dave Darling, the three-peat from Lincoln, Indiana, the ADL number 12, Fontana. Three in a row in the 30-lap World Derby. Sean Ensley second, Brad Coon third, Shane Alec fourth, Michael Kendall fifth, Wayne Green sixth. Outstanding effort for the Robos demo number 10, Ed Pink Ford. But come on, Western Springs. The Americans equal the feature tally. The Kiwis won an opening night. An American wins on night two. Dave Darling defends his 30-lap World Derby, and he's won it for 3 years in a row. Dave Darling takes out the 2009 30-lap World Derby. Second, Sean Ensley. Third, Brad Coon. And Brad Coon had to come from a last restart about halfway through the race.
Well, race fans, what an interesting race for round number two of the International Midget World Series, the World Derby 30-lap feature event, going to Dave Darland. And my, oh my, what the heck happened there on the lap 20 restart when Michael Pickens got out of shape? Let's go back and revisit that with Jamie McCarthy at the mic. Here's lap 20, Pickens, Jerry Coons Jr., and Davey Ray running 1-2-3 with 10 laps to go in the World Derby 30-lap feature event.
Restart second, back to green, lap 20 restart, the third of the race to go, 10 to go, Pickens, oh, he bounces his way through! Oh, we got Davey Ray upside down, Jerry Coons Jr. upside down, Michael Pickens unbelievably drove out of it. He's 360'd on the infield. He's systematically taken out the entire American cast just about in the top three. Well, you talk about drama. Pickens continues, and you know what? He's going to go around to the front of the field for the restart. He half-spun. Coons got into him. Davey Ray ran up over the front of him. The two Americans got upside down on the infield.
Davey, it sounded like as though you had a great battle going there with Michael Pickens. Take us through that first part of the race in that battle before the unfortunate incident on the restart.
Well, early on in that race there, I thought we were definitely better than Pickens. I just couldn't quite get position on him to dive underneath him and take the lead there. And with it being a 30-lap event here, I thought I'd just bide my time and take it when I could really get a hold of the lead there and not have to relinquish it back. So, and then a little bit after, we started fading away a little bit and couldn't quite keep up. I couldn't dive the car in the corner the way I wanted to with the brakes started just easing up a little bit. It wasn't a really big problem, but it just wasn't quite as comfortable as we needed it to be. And then Jerry Coons got underneath me there about halfway through, and the three of us, I think, were going to have a pretty decent race. And then the yellow flag come out, and I thought, yeah, well, now's my chance, because I knew Jerry was definitely going to rattle Pickens a little bit. And if he'd shake him up enough, maybe I could get the both of them all in one turn. And if I got in the lead, I was just going to protect the line and bring it home. Michael Pickens said last night he wasn't trying real hard, and maybe he wasn't trying real hard again here tonight, because he just... He lost it going into turn one and collected second and third there and certainly changed the outcome of the race. That was basically the last half of the race there. So all in all, another hard night and ended up not the way we wanted. But, you know, we'll keep striving here, and we're definitely not quitters. We're not going to quit. We're going to come back here and try to win one of these.
Davey, did you have an opportunity at all when Michael spun out to have an escape route to get around him and avoid the contact, or was it one of those unavoidable contact situations where you had no place to go?
No, it was certainly unavoidable for myself and Jerry Coons, who was directly in front of me. The restart was fairly slow. I was going to maybe try to run the top, but it was just too slow. Corner speed to get in on the outside, so I was pretty much thought the best move was to follow those guys through on the bottom, and you know, my nose of my car was kind of angled in underneath Jerry's, and Jerry's nose was a little bit angled underneath Michael there, and as soon as I seen Michael pitch it in there to one, I knew he was going to spin out. I was just hoping that Jerry and I could slow our cars and turn hard left enough to get underneath him, and I think Jerry's right front must have really caught Michael's car there, and then my right front, of course, just kind of caught into Jerry's, and I think I tipped over probably the hardest, and then Jerry kind of went over the top of the belly of my car, and Pickens was just sitting there dead in the water, so not much we could do there. It certainly was unavoidable. If Pickens would have made it through that corner, we all would have had a different race, but... Everyone makes a mistake, I know that, but this is a pretty big race to, you know, leading the race. I think he would have maybe protected his line a little bit more and, you know, probably would have ended up winning that race.
And for the second feature event in a row, Aggressi chassis driver Sean Inslee finished in the runner-up spot.
Car's going good and seemed to be getting a set up pretty close, you know, working towards the 50 and Be nice to have pulled off the win tonight, but it's the way things go sometimes.
Sound like it was a pretty exciting last few laps of the race. Take me through those last few laps, trying to move in on Dave Darling, trying to hold off Brad Coon, Graham Standring. How exciting was it from your standpoint as we were listening to it?
Yeah, no, it was great race. I was in there with myself, Dave, and Shane Alec there for a while. We were three wide at times and then two wide and all over the place and inches apart, but no one touched anyone, and it was just a fun race and nothing like that.
Sean, what was your view of the lap 20 incident there where Pickens spins and collects Davey Ray and Jerry Coons Jr.?
I couldn't quite see really what happened from where I was. I could see it happening and just trying to avoid it at the time, and I don't know who caused it or what went on, but it was probably lucky for myself, Dave, and Shane that happened at that time.
And we caught up with feature winner Dave Darlin, who finally had a bit of lady luck on his side after having a rough outing in round number one.
Well, we had a pretty good car. You know, the track was a little ruddy around the bottom, but that was where you could just get the most drive, and then the top was pretty slick for a while, and just the bottom kept getting rougher and rougher, so I was running fifth on a restart, and we was able to, well, the first, second, third place car was all tangled and came to a stop. You know, they all crashed, so that moved me into second on the restart, and then the 11 car of Shane Alec was leading. I was second, and Sean Inslee was third. You know, I was able to get around Shane for the lead. Actually, on the restart I did, and then I got wide in the next corner, and so I'll clear back to third. And then, yeah, we just battled from there on out. I had a couple of yellows that was able to get me back into second. I was able to get by Sean for the lead with about three or four laps to go and held on for the win.
And so Dave Darlin wins his third consecutive World Derby 30-lap feature event. Sean Inslee was second, and Brad Coon finished third. Now, we apologize we were unable to catch up with Brad this evening. We will get a hold of Brad during the week and talk with him about his third place finish. And we also, as of this time, do not have the full rundown for you. That will be posted on the website once we get the press release. Well, there was a lot of other drama going on throughout the event, as you heard. A good run for Shane Alec. But going back to lap 20, where was the restart and what was really scored? And should Jerry Coons Jr. have been the leader? We'll take a look at that and all the happenings from the first two rounds of the International Midget World Series, along with driver interviews and audio from Jamie McCarthy. We will have a special broadcast for you coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday night, the 4th of February. We'll have a recap show for you of rounds 1 and 2 so far here for the 2009 International Midget World Series. That's coming up 10 o'clock Eastern time right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. For Jamie McCarthy and everyone at Western Springs Speedway, I'm Sean Wood. Thank you so much for listening to Round 2 of the International Midget World Series. Round 3 comes your way next Thursday at noon. Don't forget our special recap of Rounds 1 and 2, Wednesday night, the 4th of February at 10 o'clock Eastern right here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. You have a great day, everybody.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.